The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee. Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Were you surprised by, because we see technology obviously used in a lot of cases these days. This guy seemed to be pretty good at using it and evading being captured. He didn't do a lot of the dumb things that we see in so many cases with the, I mean, we did find weird Google searches after the fact on his basement computer, but a lot of it, you know, it wasn't out there in the open. He used the burner phones. He, didn't take a bunch of selfies. There was a lot of things out there that he evaded with the technology that he had used. Were you surprised by that?
Yes and no. So again, he's got years and years and years of reps of doing this. So he got very skilled at his stuff. But you know what it reminds me of is that so he created a very safe place in his house. Mm-hmm. And he had, you know, he basically had his wife as helped him create this buffer zone that helped him stay very rudimentary and very basic as well. Mm-hmm. And the thing that comes to my mind is believe it or not, in the spy world of tradecraft, people will always think that tradecraft is all about high-speed electronics and data and you know, thumb drives or even, you know, now digital transfers and all these things now. But, you know, the safest type of tradecraft to use is the same tradecraft they use for thousands of years, a fake rock with some, you know, microfiche in it or a simple, you know, message written on a piece of paper in a fake rock someplace or a sticker on the back of a road sign that says the dead drop's been loaded, you know, so no electronics, no anything, and it accomplishes the same things as all these other things. So here's a guy living in his lair as Batman, you know, the hero of his wife, you know, doing a lot of very basic things, using things and technologies that have been used for years and years. And so, but he did try to keep pace with technology. But again, I think it outpaces his skill set.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It was interesting. BTK's daughter, Carrie, was on this show, the documentary that's on Peacock right now, talking about what life was like with Dennis Rader in Park City, Kansas, just a suburb of Wichita. I was there last weekend, and in morbid dad-daughter moments, we drove by BTK's lot, or what was left of it.
We got to do a show on your daughter now.
Yeah.
She didn't live with you.
It's like, hey, we're in Wichita. What should we do? Let's go look at our old house, and then let's drive by where BTK lived, because we were actually very close to each other in that vicinity. I was not there when he was free, but right. Another funny fact, Coffendaffer, Jennifer Coffendaffer, who's on this show, also yeah. from Park City. So she grew up around the city there as well. I texted her a picture of the Park City sign when I was there, just like, look where we are. But anyway, BTK. Obviously terrorized Wichita for many, many years. And the family was completely, had no idea what was going on. Right. Dennis Rader was a dog catcher, basically, for the city of Park City. Worked maintenance and some other things. Had been a police officer, a volunteer police officer way earlier. But again, evaded capture for all of those years. What kind of patterns do you see here that Rex employed, similar to what BTK did, to live the family man life? Nobody is the wiser for all of those years. You know, between the two stalking, very vicious, seemingly without conscience individuals.
So on a side of being serial killers and the psychopathy that goes behind that, and the reasons why they do it, you know, it looks very similar, very identical. I mean, the reason why they do these things for the fantasization and all that seems exactly the same. Well, very similar anyway. What was interesting was BTK, he had things he did to quell that urge in him in the in-between times so he could live that normal life. And what I'm seeing Huerman do is very something very similar in the fact that he had a professional life that he's maintained the show of. But what he did was in the in-between time is able to shuffle his family out. And also, you know, we'll see when it goes to trial. You know, they got the investigative reporter and the independent was the who's that lawyer that's working on behalf of some of the victims. He keeps coming out with some of his background.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
He wears the hat.
Yeah. But he's but he keeps coming out with these interesting potential sex parties, wife mm-hmm. swapping. I mean, there's a lot of weirdness that I think is going to come out in the trial. And so I think that Huerman was doing a lot of, say, regular abnormal things, maybe with prostitutes and things like that, that kind of kept him satiated in between the serial killing. And I just think BTK was doing something a little healthier. But again, that same kind of brain rush he needed to kind of give himself, I'm trying to search for the worlds, you know, to keep him satiated in between the killings. Because they both had to do something. Otherwise, you know, they're going to be discovered. So they had to space them out. And so they're both doing different things to space out their need to kill.
Yeah. John Ray, by the way, is
John Ray. That's it. John Ray.
John Ray, the guy with the hat. And yep. And we've had him on the show before, too, talking about, you know, the things that he's brought to light.
There's some craziness in there, isn't there?
Oh, my God. He's an interesting dude. I mean, what kind of I believe there's a lot of good things he has brought to light in this case.
Yeah.
But there has been some things that were like, okay, you're going a bit. Last year, he brought out Victoria, the daughter of Rex Huerman, her artwork, right. Saying, "Look, this is the work of a psychopath," or whatever the hell he said. It's like, come on. I mean, leave her alone. She's been traumatized, yeah. If that's your dad, and this is the normal, and it's a pretty dark, you know, hoarder home, and this is the atmosphere, of course she's into dark things.
I thought, you know, the things that I was mostly referencing, if it continued, was kind of what he'd uncovered or thought he or claimed to uncover was him and Asa's like sex parties or whatever they're doing earlier in life, and maybe the police chief out there. So it's all that kind of stuff.
And it's
that kind of stuff is what I'm referring to as the things that I think was placating in between the killings.
And what I wonder, too, about Asa is, you know, he normalized all of this behavior so well that she still can't see it to this day.
Right.
I do wonder, and I'm not accused. I have no idea. I'm wondering, was she involved in some of the weird sexual stuff that he was into? Not killing, not murder, but was that normalized? And she went along with it because, well, Rex, her hero, says, go sleep with this guy. And I'm not accusing, I don't know. I'm just saying, if they're doing wife swapping, if they're doing all this sort of stuff and the weird lifestyle that they were living, or he was living allegedly, you know, how much of that did she have to be involved with it and was kind of bamboozled into because Rex normalized it? Obviously, it would be something shameful you wouldn't want to be talking about on camera. But I do wonder. I do wonder how much of that was normalized. And I do wonder how many red flags she did see that she still is not seeing, but others, if they were standing next to her, would have said, yeah, that's weird. Considering her daughter, his daughter, is saying, yeah, he's probably the killer. And she's like, no, yeah. Hero.
Yeah, you know, Ken, when you don't have a loving critic to have that optic outside of that that sphere of influence he had, you don't know.
Yeah.
And again, I'll go back to, I'm using too many alcoholism references today on this one, but what someone in a full-fledged addiction with alcohol will do to hide the behavior of alcoholism, they'll actually drink beer. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll go out and they'll drink beer. They'll mix their spouse or the family members, you know, mix drinks or whatnot. And that'll be their show as they're actually secretly, you know, quadrupling that amount behind the scenes. And so the reference here being with Asa, you know, maybe we're doing these abnormal sex things. We mm-hmm. normalize this behavior. So I'm actually kind of hiding in plain sight the fact that I'm doing the same thing back here.
Yeah.
But I'm going to kill him. I'm just going to hide that part from you.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, he's normalizing this abnormal sexual life, which is always a part of serial killers. And he's normalizing that in front of his wife, who thinks of him as a hero, who's actually providing a lot of cover for him, so that so he can actually do the same, but more behind the scenes that she's unaware of.
Let's end on this. To the audience out there that may be listening and may be going and saying, there's some weird stuff going on with my spouse. Now, the likelihood that you have a Rex Heerman with you is very low. So don't expect, because you're seeing some similarities here, that you have someone that's killing sex workers and decapitating them in the woods. But on a smaller scale, and maybe there are some extreme ones out there, what would you want, you know, a listener to understand, male or female? Typically in this sort of a case, it was, you know, what it was. But understanding and recognizing potentially dangerous signs in a relationship, the ones that Asa was unaware of, did not even see, for them to look out for to maybe raise a little awareness, get those spidey senses up and going, yes, you are my hero, but this is kind of weird.
The easiest one that people will start rationalizing is a lack of transparency in an aspect of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we first meet someone and, you know, all our endorphins and dopamine is flaring up and we're feeling great and we're totally getting engrossed in their lives and our lives are overlapping like this. And we have a lot of transparency about what we're doing and when we're texting or calling or seeing each other throughout the day and throughout the week. You know, and then when you're not and you're saying, how did your week go? Typically, people will fill in the gaps and nooks and crannies of what happened when we weren't together, when we weren't communicating. So there's a lot of openness in that communication. That's a sign of a good, healthy relationship. And that when you're displaying mutual curiosity for each other and reciprocated on both ends. And then that should then continue as a relationship develops. You know, you keep finding out what's going on in each other's lives, you know about people in their lives. And so it's enriching, you know, and you're feeling fulfilled and it makes you feel good. But all of a sudden, if you start having some gaps in time that and you have a lack of transparency, or there seems to be avoidance of wanting to get in the granular details of things. Now, granted, there might be reasons for this, you know, like I worked in the world of counterintelligence. There's a lot of things I can't share with my wife because of secrets and classifications mm-hmm. and things like that. But I'm very open about the gaps of time, what's going on. I'm going to be doing this operation here. It's going to start here. It's going to start and here. I can't tell you who's necessarily involved. But in other words, I'm being as transparent as possible, then sharing about rules, process, procedures, regulations. So again, I'm offering transparency about all of these things. Very congruent with who I am. The tempo's not changing. My nonverbals aren't changing between what I'm saying and what the emotions I'm feeling towards you, towards my family, towards everything. But if you start having a lack of transparency and deviations from our behaviors with individuals, those are what people call red flags.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention. Explore those red flags. And if someone's not willing to be transparent with when you feel a red flag is going up and they say, well, you're just being paranoid. Well, now they're putting it on you. They're victim blaming you. You might be paranoid, but at the same time, there's a behavior that's causing you to feel that way. And if you need to explore yourself and your own trauma responses to things, great. But at the same time, though, pay attention to them. There's something that they might be doing that is triggering that response you're having. And normally, the first thing that happens is that lack of transparency.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now
and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Get ready for July 4th with early savings at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Milo's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer valid in-store only 6/19 through 6/25. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.